Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You do not get buddy-buddy with a disease.
Right.
What are you talking about? If you're using it as an excuse for your behavior, for you not working, for you not doing anything, then you're stuck to it and it's stuck to you.
Yeah. Amen.
You have given it place. You're using it.
Yeah.
How'd we get over there? Is it true or not?
Yeah.
No. You're either the sick or you're the healed.
Amen.
How many believe you can be the saved even though you've made mistakes and you don't look perfect? You are still the saved.
Amen.
And how many understand you can be the healed even though you got all kind of symptoms and things showing? You are still the healed. Hallelujah. It's not based on what you see. It's not based on what you feel. Glory to God. The truth will make you free. Hallelujah. Go with me, please, to the book of Numbers. Numbers 13, and put up on the screen, you go to Numbers 13, and we'll put some other scriptures up on the screen to warm us up, get us ready for Numbers 13. 1 John 4:4 says, "You are of God, little children, and have what?
Overcome.
Overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." Now, this is not about what's on you. This is who is in you. And it's up to us. You can focus on what's on you or what's around you, or you can focus on who, capital W, is in you. Well, I got symptoms on me. I got pain on me. I got black on me. I got this on me. That may be so, but you do not want to focus on it. You do not want to talk about it. You do not want to mind it. What's it going to do to you? Well, thinking about your problems all day, you're going to lose your joy.
That's right.
You're going to lose your peace. Is that right? And you're going to get weaker and weaker and become hopeless and defeated. And you can perish that way. But what does it take to overcome it?
Joy.
Faith. And if you got faith, you're going to have
joy.
Your joy is going to make you strong. And so you can begin to come up. Begin to come out. More faith you got, more joy you get, stronger you get.
Amen.
Can you see the cycle comes up instead of going down?
Amen.
Come on, somebody said out loud, I am of God.
I am
a child of God.
And have overcome them.
Because greater
is
He that's in me than he that's around me. Or against me, or anything that's in the world. We must not look at the things that are seen. We must not walk by sight. It takes discipline. It takes a choice, because there's stuff everywhere around us to keep you depressed 24/7. If you want to look at it, if you want to talk about it, there is pain, there is evil. There is tragedy, there is lack, there is every kind of bad thing. You can cry and feel bad about something day and night if you choose to. But if you choose to, you're being very foolish, because you could choose to look at something else. I said you could choose to look at something else. Look not at those things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. We don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. And you can tell, it's very easy to tell if you're looking at the right thing or not by what it's doing to you.
Amen.
I said by what it's doing to you.
That's right.
Several people already, for the few minutes that you've been in here and the few minutes that you've been online with us, you hadn't been thinking about your problem for a good 15 minutes.
Come on. Amen.
You're just watching me yell and wave my arms. And that's good for you. It's good for you. Because I'm not here crying and talking about feel sorry for me. I'm talking about victory in Jesus, my Savior, forever. I'm talking about overcoming, and greater is He that's in you. You need to hear that. I need to hear that. Because you don't get that from the world. Said out loud, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Go to the fifth chapter. Well, you're in Numbers, excuse me. 1 John 5, put it on the screen, please. 1 John 5, 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Anything born of God can whoop anything born of the devil and the world. And that anything includes you. Are you born of God?
Yes.
Then you can overcome anything that's not born of God. That's not from God. Because of what you're born from. You are born again, made out of the same material the Creator of the universe is made of. You're going to be around forever. Just getting that helps you relax.
Yes.
I'm going to be around.
Yes, forever.
From now on. So you might as well get used to me, okay? Because I'm going to be around. How about you?
Yes.
Not on this earth, thank God.
I know.
But past this, you just shift to a higher gear and really take off.
That's
right. Yeah. Whatever's born of God does what? Does what? Overcomes the world. And how do you do it? This is the victory that overcomes the world. What? It's not automatic, and it doesn't happen for everybody. You got to be born of God. That's the only way you get this faith.
Amen. That's right.
Unregenerate people don't have the faith of God. They can't have it. It only operates in the born again human spirit. It is the faith of God. Only a child of God can function in it. Because it was shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit when you were born again. Glory to God. One of the fruit are what the Spirit produces in you that Galatians talks about. You remember the first three? Fruit of the Spirit? Love. Joy. Peace. I mean, that's right off. And then later on, faith. Can you see, if God is working in your spirit, this is what's going to be coming out of you. Love's going to be coming out of you. Joy is going to be coming out of you. Peace is going to be coming out of you. Faith is going to be coming out of you. Well, if griping and spewing evil and bitterness is coming out of you, that is not coming out of your born-again spirit.
That's right.
I should say, it's not coming from God.
Amen.
It's not coming from the Spirit who's in you. You've let this stuff get in you out of this evil world. You've looked at the wrong things too long. You've listened to the wrong things too long. You've talked the wrong things, thought about the wrong things too long. That's how you get full of something.
Amen.
The Lord gave me a message some years ago, what are you full of? And we went some interesting directions with that. What you want to be full of is what the Spirit of God produces in you. Full of love, full of joy, full of peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance.
Amen.
Against these, there is no law.
Amen.
Glory to God. Verse 5, who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God, which happens to be how you get born again.
That's right.
how you get born of God. Anybody in here absolutely convinced that Jesus is, hallelujah, the Son of God, and that you have received Him as your Lord, and you are born of God?
Amen.
Then you are, by nature, by what you are an overcomer.
Thank you, Jesus.
God didn't create any defeated victim children. He has no defeated victim children. He has some that's acting like it, but if they find out who they are, they will immediately stop it. Come on, think about it. If you're born of God, you're made in His likeness and image and nature. When was the last defeated day God had? When was the last hopeless day God had? Well, you are a chip off the big block. You come from the same spiritual genes and DNA. You are, by nature, a winner, a victor, an overcomer, a conqueror. That's who you are by nature. Birds fly, fish swim, roosters crow, and you win. You win. Somebody say, I win. That's what I do. It's what I am. I'm a winner. That's not a pep talk. It's Bible reality. That's what I am. I win in life. I win over sin. I win over disease. I win over poverty. I win over frustrations and challenges and trials. I win and win and win, and then I win some more and win. In fact, He always causes me to triumph. It's who I am. It's what I am. It's what I do. Now, surely as you say that, the devil come and say, well, how about that? That don't look like, well, you say, shut up. You're not my Lord. You're nothing to me. I'm nothing to you. Shut up and get out. Now, you don't tell people that. That's what you tell them. That's how you resist the devil.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.